读一节圣经，在哥林多前书十二章二十七节。
I read a passage from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 27.
保罗说：“你们就是基督的身子，并且各自做肢体。”
Paul said, "Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it."
今天是传承主日。
Today is Heritage Sunday.
什么是传承主日呢？
So what is Heritage Sunday?
传承主日就是一个属神的大家庭一同来纪念神工作的日子。
It is God's family come together to remember God's mighty work.
我们一方面来追溯神的恩典。
On the one hand, we remember God's grace.
也来数算神这些年在我们中间的作为。
Also, remember God's blessing over these past many years.
特别在过去三十年，我们经历过多少神的神迹奇事
？Especially in the past 30 years, we experienced many wonderful signs and wonders from God.
我们也经历神多少伟大奇妙的作为在我们弟兄姐妹身上
？Also, in great and mighty work among our brothers and sisters.
一方面，我们真的要献上感谢
；On the one hand, we want to offer thanks to God.
因为如果不感谢，我们就会忘记神的恩典
；If we don't give thanks to God, we will forget about God's grace.
另一方面，也需要传承呢
；On the other hand, we need to pass on to our next generation.
好，让我们下一代能够明白神的法则
；Our next gen will remember the statutes of God.
明白神所给我们的使命跟托付
And so that they understand God's missions and also entrustment to us.
我们都世世代代一同来建造神荣耀的教会
So that from generation to generation, we will build God's glorious church.
弟兄姐妹，建造教会啊，不是只有外表的建筑而已
So to build God's church, not just outward building.
更重要是里面的建造
More importantly, our inward being.
也不只是个别生命的建造
Not just individual life.
更重要，生命要跟生命连接在一起。
More importantly, our life need to connect with one another.
就好像你盖一个房子一样。
Just like you're building a house.
最重要的倒不是这块砖块有多好。
More important is not just this brick is how great it is.
就是再好的砖块，如果不能够连在一起，那个房子还是盖不起来。
No matter how big and how great is this brick, if they don't connect together, this house cannot be built.
同样，属灵的建造也是这样。
Similarly, spiritual building is.The same.
我们不能只看重自己个人生命的建造
We are not just look only our own life building up
我们却忽略了生命跟生命的连结
We cannot neglect how our life can be connected with one another
保罗在这里教导我们说教会好像是基督的身体
Paul taught us that the church is like the body of Christ
我们就是这个身体里面一个小小的肢体
So we are just a small part of thisBig body of Christ.
这个肢体每一个都要配搭的好，那个整个身体才能发挥功能。
So all parts need to connect together so that the whole body can function.
同样，今天在教会里面，我们也需要看重肢体的连结跟团队的侍奉。
Similarly, in the church, we need to see how parts can connect together and how we can have this team ministry.
所以今天早上从三方面，我们特别要来思想在教会里面的团队侍奉。
So this morning, we're going to look at three aspects of team ministry in the church.
首先第一个我们看见团队侍奉是神的心意
First of all, team ministry is God's will
在圣经里面我们看见我们所信的神是一位三位一体的真神
In the Bible it tells us that we worship a triunion God
三位一体是什么意思
So what is Trinity?
意思我们所信的只有独一的一位神
So we worship one and only God
但他却有不同的位格
But he has three different persons
是圣父圣子圣灵
God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit
什么叫位格呢
What is a person?
位格就表明他们三个有独立的思想意志情感
All these three have the individual thinking and also will and also emotion
所以今天我们所信的是位独一的神
So we are worship one and true God
但在这神里面有三个不同的位格
But they have three different persons
他们三位是同等的同尊同荣
They are equal, share in glory and also in power
但他们却有不同的功能
But they have different function.
所以我们看见我们所信的神他的本身就是一个团队
So the God that we worship actually is a teamwork.
所以今天神对教会的心意也是如此
So today God's will for the church is the same.
神自己自然是个团队神在设立教会的时候也要我们学习团队的侍奉
Since God himself is a team ministry therefore when he set out the church he wants us to do team ministry as well.
所以保罗在这个经文里面告诉我们说我们好像一个身体一样
Therefore Paul tells us that we are like the body of Christ.
我们每一个肢体都有不同的功能。
That each part has different function.
但只有当我们配搭连接在一起，整个身体才能够发挥它的功能。
So when we work together, partner together, then the whole body can function as one.
换句话说，我们没有一个人可以独立作业。
In other words, we all cannot work independently.
就算你说你十八般武艺，样样都会。
Although you are the jack of all trades.
你还是需要你的弟兄姐妹。
You still need your brothers and sisters.
跟你妈说，你很需要你的弟兄姐妹。跟他说
say, ，You need your brothers and sisters.
就像圣经里面的保罗嘛。
Just like Paul in the Bible.
你还记得当保罗在往大马色路上走的时候
？When Paul on the road to Damascus,
他遇见了主。
So he met the Lord.
大光照向他，他扑倒在地。
Light shone on him and he fell on the ground.
在那一刹那，他知道这个用光光照他的是他生命的主宰。
And that moment he knew that the light that shone on him is the Lord of his life.
但他不知道他是谁。
But he did not know who he is.
保罗在那个时刻就问了他一生中最重要两个问题。
At that moment he asked the two most important questions of his life.
第一个问题。
The first question.
主啊，你是谁
？Lord, who are you?
第二个问题
Second question,
主啊我当作什么
Lord, what should I do?
请问你主耶稣回答他的问题没有
Let me ask you, did Jesus answer his question?
其实如果仔细看圣经耶稣只回答了一半
If you study carefully, Jesus only answered half of the question
第一个问题耶稣回答
The first question Jesus answered
耶稣说我就是你所逼迫的耶稣、啊、
I'm the Lord that you are persecuting
可第二个问题耶稣没有直接回答
Second question, Jesus did not answer him directly
耶稣没有直接回答他
Jesus did not answer him
耶稣只对他说你进城里有人会告诉你
Jesus asked him to go into the city someone will tell you
这么重要一个问题
It's such an important question
主啊我当作什么
Lord what should I do
为什么主耶稣没有直接告诉他
Why did Jesus did not answer him directly
而是说有人会告诉你
Someone else will tell you that
而且你要知道当他在那里被大光光照的时候圣经说保罗的眼睛就有个鳞片挡住他。
You know, when the light shone on him and his eyes like filled with these scales,
圣经里面告诉我，我们说他其实那三天呢，他鳞片一直都没有掉，好像个瞎眼的人一样。
So for 3 days he was blinded.
我相信这三天当中，保罗不断的呼求主啊，让这个鳞片掉下来，掉下来。
And for these 3 days, Paul was crying out to God, Lord, let this scale fall down from my eyes.
可是好像神也没有垂听他的祷告。
It seemed that God did not answer his prayer.
一直到神差遣亚拿尼亚来到他的面前
Until God sent Ananias to him
这个亚拿尼亚是谁呢
Who is this Ananias?
其实是一个不大出名的弟兄
It's not someone that's very famous
我常想如果神要向保罗显现要向他说什么话起码一个像彼得这样的分量的人来跟他讲
I was thinking that if God wants to send someone he should send something like Apostle Peter
可是没有神只前一个亚拿尼亚，亚拿尼亚在圣经只出现这一次而已。
But the Bible only says Ananias, but Ananias only appear once in here in the Bible.
是不是很出名的一个人
？It's not someone that's very well known.
神就借着亚拿尼亚到保罗面前。
God sent Ananias through him.
当亚拿尼亚按手在保罗身上的时候
，So when Ananias lay hand on Paul,
他的鳞片就掉下来
，The scale fell down from his eyes.
然后亚拿尼亚对他说：“神的心意是要他做外邦的使徒。”
Ananias told him that God wants you to be the apostle to the Gentiles.
我常常在想
，Oftentimes I think of this.
为什么当保罗来寻求神的心意的时候，神不直接回答
？Why when Paul seek God's will and God did not answer him directly?
当保罗为他自己求医治的时候，神不直接医治他
？So when Paul asked God to heal him, why God did not heal him directly?
为什么神要借着这样一个小弟兄来说明这件事
？Why God allowed this little brother to come and accomplish this?
我告诉你为什么
？Let me tell you why.
如果说每一次保罗来寻求神，神都直接回答他。
If every time when Paul asked the Lord and the Lord answered him directly,
每次保罗求医治，神就医治他。
Whenever he asked for healing, God healed him.
那保罗可能以为他一辈子不需要别的弟兄姐妹了。
Then Paul may think to himself that I don't need anyone else in my life.
可是在这个时刻，在他侍奉开始，神就很清楚地教导他说：“嘿，你需要你的弟兄姐妹。”
But in the beginning of his ministry, Paul tells him a very important lesson that you need your brothers and sisters.
也许如果说神从一开始就垂听他祷告的话，他可能一辈子只要靠他自己就可以了。
Maybe if the Lord would just answer him directly, then throughout his whole life, he think that I can do everything by myself.
但现在他谦卑下来。
But now he humbled himself.
他学习与人同工。
So he learned to co-labor with other people.
如果你仔细看保罗的侍奉
If you see Paul's ministry carefully
保罗是个非常懂得与人同工的人
And Paul is the one who knows how to work with other people
你看保罗书信
Look at Paul's epistles
保罗书信有个特点
That one characteristic there
就是里面充满了名字
Filled with names
平常我们读保罗书信都赶快过去赶快扫过去
So
just pass
all these names So many names in there
保罗为什么写那么多名字？
Why Paul mentioned so many names in his book?
不只随便写写。
Not just write casually.
你发现保罗跟这些人的关系都蛮深厚的。
Paul actually have very deep relationship with the people.
你发现保罗是个非常懂得与人同工的人。
Paul know how to co-labor together with people.
而且无论他到哪里，都带着同工一起去侍奉。
No matter where he go, he also bring people along with him to serve.
甚至下到监狱也带着同工到监狱去。
Even going to the prison, he also bring his co-worker.
所以你要做保罗的同工不容易的。
So to be Paul's co-workers is not easy.
他下监狱你也跟他下监狱。
So when you go into prison, you also go to prison with him.
你就看见保罗从第一天开始侍奉。
From day one beginning of his ministry,
他就学到非常重要一个功课。
So he learned a very important lesson.
他需要他的弟兄姐妹。
He needs his brothers and sisters.
他需要一个团队。
He needs a team.
Amen.
Amen.
跟你旁边人在说，你需要你的弟兄姐妹，跟他说。
Tell your neighbor you need your brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
所以团队侍奉是神的心意。
So we know that team ministry is God's will.
第二
Second.
团队侍奉是一种教会生活的文化。
So team ministry is a culture of church life.
今天在教会里面，我若想发挥团队侍奉的功能，我们就必须先建立一个团队侍奉的文化。
In order to exercise this team ministry in the church, first of all, you need to establish a culture of church life.
意思就是无论我们做什么我们都不能只想到我们自己我们就要想到别人
we need to say no matter what we do we need not just think about ourselves but we need to think of others
那什么是团队侍奉的文化呢
so what is a culture of team ministry
第一个是互相尊重的文化
first of all it's a culture of mutual respect
是一个互相尊重的文化
it's a culture of mutual respect
在教会当中侍奉的时候我们需要彼此的尊重
so in the church we need to learn to respect one another
为什么要学习彼此尊重
Why do we need to learn to respect one another?
有两个原因
The two reasons
第一个因为他是按照神的形象神所造的
For he was made in the image of God
他有神所给他的自由意志以及神所赋予他作为一个人的价值
God gave him all the freedom he has and also to be human have this significance
第二个因为耶稣爱他
And second reason is Jesus loved him
耶稣的宝血也是为他而流
And the blood of Jesus also shed for him
所以我告诉你无论我们是否同意他的想法跟决定
So let me tell you no matter you agree with opinion or decision or not
我们都要尊重他
So we need to respect him
也要尊重神在他身上个人身上的带领
You also need to respect the leading of God in his life.
弟兄姐妹，你真的要知道一件事情，我们要明白神在每一个人身上的工作都是不一样的。
But you need to understand this. God's word in every individual life is different.
我们千万不要用我们的经历来勉强别人来跟随。
Don't use our past experience to force other people to follow you.
因为神在每一个人身上的带领是不同的。
Because God's leading in every one of us is different.
无论我们明不明白，我告诉你，神的道路还是高过。
Whether we understand or not, we know that God's way is always higher than our ways.
所以我常说，千万不要太早盖棺论定。
Therefore, do not come to quick conclusion.
有时候我们看到一些人看到啊，这个人就是这个样子。
Oh, we see this one. Oh, he is just like that.
你有没有讲过这句话
？Have you said that before?
那个人就是那个样子。
That person, it is just like that.
意思就是，好像连神都没办法。
Meaning to say that even God cannot use him.
好像连神都没办法。
Even God has.
No, 千万不要太早对别人失望。
Don't make a quick conclusion.
因为连神都还没有失望，你失望个什么劲儿
？God has been disappointed with him. How come you disappointed with him?
神永远有他自己的时候跟方法来成就他自己的工作。
God has his own time and a way to accomplish his own work.
我们就是要来学习来尊重神的工作。
So we need to learn to respect God's work.
你知道这些年当我在牧会当中我学习到一个非常重要的功课
As I was serving the church for many years I learned a very important lesson
就是绝对不要代替神来工作
So do not work in place of God
我们永远只是站在祭司的地位为别人代求
So we are work as a position of a priest and to intercede for other people
不是去责备他们而是为他们求恩典
Not to rebuke but ask God's grace for them
因为只有在神的恩典之中人才能够重新找回自己的意义跟价值
Only under the grace of God they can find out their own meaning and own significance
所以第一个很重要是互相尊重
So first very important we need to learn to respect one another
第二个是互相接纳的文化
And second a culture of mutual acceptance
今天在教会里面我们也需要学习彼此的接纳
Therefore in the church we need to learn to accept one another
你说为什么需要学习彼此接纳？
Why do we need to accept one another?
最重要的原因，因为主耶稣也这样接纳了我们。
Most importantly, because Jesus Christ has already accepted us.
事实上，耶稣不但接纳了你，耶稣也接纳了他。
In fact, Jesus has accepted you, but also accepted him.
所以在教会里面，我们不要太自以为意啊。
So please do not be self-righteous in the church.
有一次，一个传道人来到神面前祷告。
One time, there was this pastor come to the Lord in prayer.
他看见另外一个传道人有很多软弱的地方。
So another pastor, he has many weaknesses.
但好像什么神还在使用他呢
？It seems like God is still using that person.
他心中就很不满。
So he was not pleased.
他就对神说
：“So he said to God,
神啊
，God,
那样子的人你怎么能用啊
？That kind of person, how can you use?
你怎么可以使用他
？How can you use him?”
神怎么回答呢
？How did God answer him?
神对他说
：“God said to him,
就像我怎么使用你一样啊。
”Just like how I use you.
为什么使用你呢
？How I why do I use you?
一样啊
，same.
很多时候我们自以为意，觉得我们比别人好。
Sometimes we are self-righteous, think that we are better than others.
其实神使用我们不是因为我们好啊。
In fact, God uses us because not because we are good.
我们都不配。
We are not worthy.
是因为神接纳了我们。
Because God has accepted us.
神既然如此接纳我们，我们同样要接纳别人。
Since God has accepted us, therefore we need to learn to accept one another.
因为主也接纳了他。
Because God also accepted him.
我们就是要在主耶稣里面彼此接纳。
Therefore we learn to accept one another in Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
第三个，我们需要互相祝福的文化。
And a culture of mutual blessing, number three.
啊，在教会里面，我们要学习彼此祝福。
In the church, we need to learn to bless one another.
千万不要看见神祝福别人就心里嫉妒啊。
So don't be jealous when God blesses someone else.
你特别是当你到人家家做客的时候。
Especially when you go to a guest of someone's house.
当你看见别人的厨房比你家客厅还大。
You see that his kitchen is bigger than your living room.
你不必酸溜溜，哼，有什么了不起？人活着又不是单靠食物。
And don't like eating sour grapes. Say, oh, people do not live by bread alone.
No, 嫉妒会使我们的心变得苦涩。
Jealousy will bring us into this place of bitterness.
以至于我们自己得不到神的祝福了。
So that we will not receive blessing from God.
想想看，当年约瑟的兄弟是因的嫉妒把他卖到埃及啊。
The thing of Joseph's brother, because of jealousy, they sold Joseph to Egypt as a slave.
事实上，如果约瑟的兄弟如果早知道，其实神在他们身上也有奇妙的计划。
In fact, if Joseph's brothers were to know that God has special plan for each one of them.
如果利未早知道他的子孙是唯一能够在圣殿侍奉的人
，If Levi were to know that his offspring is the only one that can serve in the temple of God，
如果犹大早知道连救主耶稣基督都从他的子孙出来
，If Judah were to know that even the Christ, the Messiah, will come from his offspring，
如果他们早知道，可能整个故事就不会这样发展下去。
If they were to know, then this story will not go on。
弟兄姐，当你看见神祝福别人的时候，千万不要嫉妒。
Brother and sister, when you see God's blessing on other people, please do not be jealous.
反而你要需要相信有一个属于你的时候会来到的。
And you remember that there will be a time for you, and this time will come.
Amen.
Amen.
跟你妈说，你的时候会来到的。
Tell your neighbors, your time will come.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
你要学习去祝福别人。
You need to learn to bless others.
你越多祝福别人，你越多神就会祝福你。
The more you bless others, the more you receive God's blessing.
所以我们看见团队侍奉是一种在教会里面的生活的文化。
Therefore, we see the team ministry is a culture of church life.
第三
，Third,
团队侍奉也是种生命的操练。
The team ministry is a discipline of life.
那你说我们怎么样在教会里面这样操练团队侍奉
？So how can we exercise this team ministry in the church?
在腓立比书第二章第二到第五节里面，保罗给我们四个很重要的原则。
In Philippians chapter 2 verses 2 to 5, Paul gives us a very important four principles.
第一个，我们要建立共识。
First of all, we need to build consensus.
腓立比书二章第二节这里说，你们要意念相同，爱心相同，有一样的心思，有一样的意念。
Paul says, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord of and of one mind.
任何一个团队若是想有效的服侍神，首先第一个就要同样的心思意念。
Every team, in order to serve effectively, we need to have a same mind.
换句话说，就要建立一个共识。
In other words, we need to build a consensus.
那你说怎么样建立这个共识呢
？How do we build a consensus?
就是要透过不断的祷告跟沟通。
And through continuous prayer and also communication.
祷告能够使我们的心谦卑下来。
And prayer will help us to be humble.
否则我们常常坚持己见。
Or else we're going to insist on our own opinion.
祷告让我们谦卑来到神的面前。
Prayer will help us to be humble before the Lord.
祷告也能够让圣灵把神的心意放在我们的里面。
Prayer also allow God's will to, God to place His will in our hearts.
好让我们能够在神的心意里面达到共识。
And so that in God's will, we all can come into a consensus.
另外沟通也很重要。
On the other hand, communication is very important.
沟通能够帮助我们了解别人的想法跟立场。
Communication helps us understand the other person's position and his opinion.
其实你知道，这些年我在教会发现，大家在教会服事，大家都非常有热心的。
I discovered many years in the church, people who are serving the Lord, they are filled with passion.
而且很乐意摆上自己。
They're willing to offer themselves to serve.
但很多时候就是因为缺乏沟通啊，带来不必要的误解跟伤害。
But oftentimes because of lack of communication, they have conflicts, also hurting one another.
弟兄姐妹，既然是团队侍奉，就表明不是只有一个人的意见呢。
The thing it is a team ministry, it's not just opinion of one person.
我们就必须谦卑下来，学习聆听嘛。
So we need to humble ourselves and learn to listen.
不但聆听神的声音，也聆听彼此的声音。
Not only to listen to the voice of God, but also listen to the voice of one another.
而且我们必须存着宽容的心啊。
That we need to have a broad heart.
因为有些时候意见的成熟是需要花时间的。
In order for this opinion to come to maturity, need to spend time.
每次当我们遇见冲突跟困难的时候
，So when we have conflicts and difficulties,
我们需要重新回到神的面前。
Once again, we need to return back to God.
我们求神的圣灵来引导我们。
We ask the Holy Spirit to come and lead us.
重新在我们生命当中来掌权。
Once again, to be the Lord of our life.
直到我们在耶稣基督里面有同样的心思意念为止。
Until we all have the same mind in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
第二个，我们要互相配搭。
Second, we need to partnership with one another.
腓立比书二章三节说，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。
Philippians 2:3 tells us, do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself.
弟兄姐，今天当我们在教会侍奉，我们一定要明白一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, when we serve in the church, we need to understand this.
我们是彼此互补的。
Actually, we are complementing one another.
那以前我还有机会做婚前辅导的时候
In the past, I have time to do the premarital counseling.
总是会提醒啊这些夫妻们这个夫妻互补的观念。
I remind all those husband and wife, you need to understand the complementary.
因为我们的神真的很幽默的。
Our God is so humorous.
就像中国话所说的嘛。
Just like what Chinese saying.
急惊风一定碰到慢郎中。
The fast person will meet with very slow person.
你看夫妻就是这样。
Husband and wife are like that.
一个爱讲话。
Someone is very talkative.
一个就怎么挤都挤不出一句话。
The other person, no matter how much you squeeze in, but nothing come out.
这个就会在一起，这很奇怪，就会在一起。
They just come together.
一个爱花钱。
Someone would like to spend money.
一个爱省钱
the other person want to save money.
就是会在一起的
But they all come together.、
啊、就是互补嘛你要明白互补的观念、啊、
So they complement one another The concept of complement
不但在婚姻上是如此
Not only in marriage life
在教会生活也是如此
In church life is the same
我们不要只去看见别人的缺点
Do not just look upon people's weaknesses
却没有看见别人的缺点是需要我们去补足的
Actually their weaknesses is something that we need to complement
所以我曾经读到一句话很触动我的心、哦、
Something I read that really touched my heart
他说要在别人的缺点上看见自己的责任
So you need to see your own responsibilities in the weaknesses of others
Wow, 从来没这样想过
wow, I never thought of that
要在别人的缺点上能够想到自己的看见自己的责任
Think of your own responsibilities in the midst of seeing other people's weaknesses
所以你就发现不要随便批评别人、哦、
It's a discovery, do not just criticize other people
其实当你看见别人的缺点的时候是提醒你嘿、hey, 我们有这个责任去帮补别人
When you see other people witnesses say hey I have a responsibility to help to compliment him
另一方面我需要谦卑下来
On the other hand we need to be humble
能够看别人比自己强
See others better than ourselves
意思就是欣赏别人的优点
We need to say to appreciate other people's strength
有一首诗歌我很喜欢的
There one song hymns I really like
里面讲到说我在你的里面看见君王神的荣美、啊、
That I see the beauty of God in you
哇太好了这句话
So beautiful this word
换句话说你看见别人的优点
When you see people's strength
看见别人的真的是被神所使用的
And how the Lord has used this person
不要去嫉妒、
Don't be jealous
反而要感谢
But thank God
能够欣赏
and appreciate.
然后真的看见透过他神的荣美能够彰显
出来。Through him, God's glory and beauty can be manifested.
弟兄姐妹，今天神把我们放在这里，就是我们彼此配搭。
Brothers and sisters, God places together so that we can complement one another.
看见别人优点要欣赏。
So when we see people's strength, we need to appreciate.
看见别人的缺点是有责任去补足。
See that weaknesses, we have the responsibility to complement.
Amen. Amen. 第三。
Third,
要彼此相顾
and we need to care for one another.
腓立比书二章四节
and Philippians 2:4,
这里说不要单顾自己的事，要顾别人的事。
So let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others.
你知道在团队侍奉里最常见的一个错误
the one of the mistakes in the team ministry,
就我们常常只顾自己的事情，只顾自己的部门。
Our own interests, our own department.
我们常常觉得只要啊，我这里做好就好了。
As long as I do my job good.
别人如何啊？我不管，与我无关了。
Other people actually none of my business.
所以我们在教会里常常分门别类了。
Therefore, in the church we have division.
甚至彼此责怪。
Therefore, we blame one another.
这不是我的错、啊。
Oh, that's not my fault.
而是别的部门的事、
哦。Oh, it's other department's fault.
不是我这里出问题哦。
It's not my problem.
是别的部门出问题、哦。
But other department have problem.
我们常以为只要我这里顾好就好了。
We thought that we only take care of ourselves, then everything is good.
但事实上团队侍奉的时候你发现只要一个地方有破口仇敌就会进来攻击
Team ministry, as long as one place has gap, then enemy will come and attack us.
不管这个破口是在你这里还在别人那里都一样
whether this gap in your department or in other places is the same.
只要任何地方有破口仇敌就会进来攻击
Anywhere when there is a gap, the enemy will come and attack us.
所以保罗才在这里说 hey, 不要单顾自己的事
Therefore Paul said, hey, do not just look at your own interests.
想想看，如果主耶稣在天上只顾他自己的事，他就不会到这个世界上来完成救恩。
Listen, if the Lord Jesus was thinking about himself, then he would not come to the world to save us.
今天一个侍奉神的人，我们要扩大我们生命的格局啊。
A person who serves the Lord, first of all, we need to broaden our capacity.
不但顾念自己，要顾念别人的事情。
Not just look our own interests, but also the interests of others.
因为我们是同一个身体。
Because we belong to the same one body.
既然是同一个身体，就没有说谁成功谁失败。
So since one body, do not say who success or who fail.
如果是同一个身体
，one body.
那就一起失败，一起成功。
That we fail together, we succeed together.
没有说谁成功谁失败。
Doesn't mean that who is successful, who is fail.
一起成功，一起失败。
So we succeed together, we fail together.
Amen.
Amen.
跟你朋友说一起成功，一起失败。跟他说
we succeed together, we fail together.
最后第四是在与主里要合一。
And the fourth one is a unity in Christ.
Philippians 二章第五节说：“你们当以耶稣基督的心为心。”
Philippians 2:5 tells us, "Have this mind among yourself, which is yours in Christ Jesus."
团队侍奉最重要一件事情是在主里我们要合一。
The most important thing in team ministry that we need to be in Christ, have one unity.
今天无论我们前面的道路是如何。
Today, no matter how our road ahead of us,
无论这个旁边的风浪有多大
no matter how big is the storm around us,
我们一定要决定在主耶稣的里面一起祷告，一起挣扎。
We need to decide for ourselves. We need to pray together. We need to struggle together.
一起成长，一起得胜。
We need to grow together. We need to win together.
弟兄姐妹，今天在神的大家庭里，我们不但彼此成为团队。
Today in God's spiritual family, not just we become a team ministry.
更重要，与主。成为一个团队。
More importantly, we need to teamwork together with God Himself.
这是这属神的大军队。
So this is God's spiritual army.
耶稣基督是军队的元帅。
So Jesus Christ is a general of this.
我们尊他为主，同心合意向前进。
So we honor Him so that together we can move forward.
那么无论我们仇敌的攻击有多厉害。
No matter how severe is our enemy's attack.
无论我们的环境多么艰难。
No matter how difficult is our environment.
主必与我们同在。
The Lord will be with us.
带领我们进入那至终的得胜
and lead us into the final victory.
Amen.
Amen.
事实上今年七月我们有一个非常精彩的活动要推动
In fact, in month of July, we have this wonderful program.
这是一个我们过去从来没有做过的一件事情
It's something that we have not done before in the past.
我们把这个行动叫做耶利哥行动
So we call this program Operation Jericho.
什么叫耶利哥行动
So what is Operation Jericho?
因为当时你还记得神教导以色列人攻打耶利哥城的时候，神给他们那个策略。
Remember when God asked Israel to conquer this land of Jericho and this strategy that God gave him?
其实是神的百姓团队侍奉最好的呈现。
So this is a best presentation of team ministry in God's work.
你还记得神要求以色列百姓围绕耶利哥城呢？
They asked Israel to go around the city of Jericho.
一天绕一圈。
Go around one time, one day.
第七天七圈。
On the seventh day, go around seven times.
最后大声呼喊，城墙就倒。
And then finally, they shout together, and the wall fall down.
我们也盼望今年七月份推动这个耶利哥行动，来为主赢得我们所居住的城市。
So we hope that by this July, we're going to pray together with Operation Jericho that we will win our city for the Lord.
你说怎么做法呢？
How are we going to do it?
我们将会从七月五号到七月十一号，连续七个晚上举行七天的敬拜祷告之夜。
From July 5th to 11th, every single night for seven nights, we're going to have a prayer and praise night.
每个晚上有不同牧区来带领。
Every night we have different zone to lead the prayer meeting.
一方面我们要为每一个牧区所在的社区跟城市祝福祷告。
On the one hand, we're going to pray for every zone where they are located, the city and the community, we pray for them.
另一方面我们要轮流为影响世界的七个领域的其中的领域来祝福祷告。
And we're going to pray for seven mountains that impact our society, and every night we're going to pray for one of these mountains.
最后一个晚上也是礼拜六的晚上，我们会联合中英文青少年的所有的在一起，我们一个复兴之夜的联合聚会。
And finally, on the July 11th, and that is Saturday night, we're going to have a combined service of youth and English and Mandarin together. We're going to have a revival night.
我们要一同为我们的教会、城市、国家来求复兴。
So we're going to ask God for revival for our city, for our nation, and for our community.
然后七月十二号主日的下午。
And then on July 12th, Sunday afternoon.
我会发动全教会以小组为单位进入社区做祷告行
进。We're going to mobilize every one of us and through cell group to go into prayer war in every city.
我们要借着祷告呼求复兴。
So through prayer, we're going to cry out for revival.
我们要为主赢得我们所居住的城市。
So for the Lord, we're going to win the city for Him.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐妹，你听见这行动兴奋吗？你们兴奋吗？
Are you excited when you hear this operation?
从七月五号到七月十二号
，So July 5th to 12th，
千万不要错过。
So don't miss it. Mark your calendar.
让我们一同祷告
，Let us pray together.
一同征战
，Fight together.
一同经历神的得胜
，Experience God's victory for us.
Amen.
Amen.
弟兄姐，今天当你来到这个教会
，Once today when you come to the church，
你一定要明白这个教会是非常看重团队侍奉。
You know that our church is really pay high emphasis on team ministry。
你看见我们教会每一事情都是一个团队。
So everything that we do in team。
团队侍奉是一个突破跟扩展不可少的关键。
Team ministry is a key for breakthrough and also for expansion。
不是靠牧师们
，not just by the pastors，
不是靠少数的同工们
，just a few co-workers，
而是每一位信徒、每一个团队
，every believers, every team，
大家同一个心灵、同一个脚中
，same spirit and same steps，
我们就同心建造神荣耀的教会
，together we build God's glorious church，
Amen，
Amen，
我们一起祷告
，Let us pray。
亲爱的主，我们再次来到你线上感谢。
Father God, once again, we give you thanks.
谢谢你给我们这么美好的属灵大家庭。
Thank you for giving us such a wonderful spiritual family.
让我们在这学习彼此的相顾，彼此的配搭。
We learn to care for one another and partner with one another.
好，让我们同心合意与你一同来建造教会。
So that together we can work with you to build your church.
求你再一次赐下谦卑的心在我们每个人心中。
Once again, give us the heart of humility.
让我们学习彼此的连结在一起。
We know how to connect with one another.
所以求你自己亲自来祝福每一位弟兄姐妹。
Father, we bless every single brother and sister here.
让我们在侍奉当中能够被你建造。
In our ministry, in our service, we can be built up by
you. 让我们的生命也因此成长。
That our life can grow up.
让我们在这个地方能够一同经历你的同在。
In this place, we're going to experience your presence.
经历你的大能。
Experience your great power.
当我们在这为你建造荣耀的教会的时候。
As you build your glorious church in this place,
让世人看见就要归荣耀给。
So the people of this world see that they will give glory to you.
我们谢谢我们的主，感谢。
Thank you, our Lord. We give you thanks.
将一切荣耀归给你。
Give you all the glory.
奉耶稣得胜的名祈求。
In Jesus' victorious name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
接下来我们要准备领圣餐。
Now we're going to partake the Holy Communion.
如果你进来的时候没有拿到圣餐，挥一下手。
If you come in here, do not receive the Holy Communion.
我们的招待会把圣餐拿给你，好不好
Our
如果你进来没有拿到圣餐，挥一下手。
Hey, believers, if you come in here have not received the element, please raise your hand. Our brother sister will give it to you.
圣餐也是教会的圣礼。
Holy Communion is the church holy sacrament.
如果你还没受过洗，我们盼望你暂时的观礼。
If you have not been baptized, please just be observant.
如果你受过洗，我们欢迎你如同领受主的身体主的宝血。
If you have been baptized, we welcome you to partake Christ's body and His blood.
圣经里面教导我们说，在我们领圣餐之前，要为自己来祷告。
Bible teaches us before we partake the Holy Communion, we need to pray for ourselves.
让我们省察我们自己，看在我们里面有什么得罪神、得罪人的地方。
Let's examine ourselves. Anything that we do that have sinned against God or against one another.
我们要求神来光照我们。
We ask God to illuminate us.
求主用他的宝血来洁净。
That the blood of Jesus will cleanse us.
好吧，我们在这时候花点时间，我们安静为自己来祷告。
So let's spend a few moments of quiet prayer and pray for ourselves.
求神的灵来光照我们。
And ask the Holy Spirit to illuminate us.
也让主的宝血来洁净我们。
So the blood of Christ will cleanse us.
让我们一同来祷告。
So let us pray.
亲爱的，我们恳求你来圣灵，我们做主啊，再来光照我们的灵，让我们看见我们里面的软弱和亏欠，主啊，让我们知道我们的宝血涂抹在我们身上，让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯
错，让我们知道我们的罪过
犯错，让我们知道我
们的罪过犯错，让我们
知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯
错，让我们知道我们的罪过
犯错，让我们知道
我们的罪过犯错，让我
们知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，
让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，
让我们知道我们的
罪过犯错，让我们知道
我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的
罪过犯错，让我们知道我
们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道
我们的罪过犯错，让我们
知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道
我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们
的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪
过犯错，让我们知道我们
的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的
罪过犯错，让我们知道我们
的罪过犯错，让我们知道我
们的罪过犯错，让我
们知道我们的罪过犯
错，让我们知道我们
的罪过犯错，让我们知
道我们的罪过犯错，
让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，
让我们知道我们的罪过犯
错，让我们
知道我们
的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过
犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过
犯错，让我们知道
我们的罪过犯
错，让我们知道我们的罪
过犯错，让我们知
道我们的罪过犯错，让
我们知道我们的
罪过犯错，让我们知道我
们的罪过犯错，让我们知
道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们
的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们
的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，让我
们知道我们的罪过犯错，
让我们知道我们的罪过犯
错，让我们知道我们
的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的
罪过犯错，让我们
知道我们的罪过犯错，让我
们知道我们的罪过犯错，让
我们知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，让我们知道我们的罪过犯错，
当主耶稣被卖那夜 On the night when Christ was betrayed,
拿起饼来
He took the bread,
祝谢了
After he given
就擘开说
He broke it and said,
这是我身体为你们舍的
This is my body which is broken for you.
每逢吃的时候如此行
Whenever we eat this, do this for the remembrance of me.
为了纪念我
Remembrance of me.
饭后再拿起杯来说
After supper, he took the cup and said,
这杯是我血所立的新约
It's a new covenant in my blood.
每逢喝的时候如此行为的是纪念我
Whenever you do this for the remembrance of me.
让我们一同凭信心来领受。
And receive this by faith.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
亲爱的主，我们再次来到你面前，我们感谢你。
Yet once again we come before you with thanksgiving.
因为在十字架上你所受的，为我们已经担当一切的忧患。
On the cross you have borne all our sorrows.
你也亲自背负我们一切的痛苦。
And all our pain.
主，你将我们众人的罪孽都归在耶稣基督身上。
And all our sin has been laid upon your Son Jesus Christ.
今天在耶稣基督里，我们可以宣告我们成为新造的人。
Therefore in Christ Jesus we can declare that we are a new creation.
旧事已过。
The old has gone.
罪恶的锁链已经被断开。
And the power of sin has been broken.
黑暗的权势已经被断开。
Power of darkness has been broken.
主在基督里面，我们要领受新鲜的恩膏。
In Christ, we're going to receive fresh anointing.
是得胜的恩膏。
The victorious anointing.
好，让我们在每天的生活当中经历主你的同在。
That every day in our life, we can experience your presence.
经历到你的能力。
Experience your power.
经历到你的喜乐跟满足。
Experience your joy and your satisfaction.
我们将一切荣耀都归给你。
Give you all the glory.
感谢祷告奉耶稣得胜的名。
For we pray and ask all this in Jesus' victorious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. 弟兄姐可以把圣餐杯放在你
Please put the cups into the
散会之后放在外面的垃圾桶当中。
And the service can put it in the trash can.
Okay. 一同起立，我们唱这回应诗歌。
Stand as we
Hallelujah.
Sing the response song.
父神创造的主。显明你创造心意，兴起你所拣选的百姓，在这里同心前进，宇宙万物都在叹息。求主释放你的恩膏，哦，神就在这时刻，愿你荣耀降临此地，打从我们中间 生命河里。
Today you are in river of life.
当你唱这首诗歌的时候
，When you sing this song，
你要知道你就是那个小小生命。
You need to know that you are the little river of life.
我们说让生命河涌流。
Let the river of life flow.
其实你就是那生命河。
Actually, you are the river of life.
Amen.
Amen.
从你开始。
Starting from you.
让生命河涌流到我们的家庭。
Let river of life flow to your family.
涌流到我们身旁周围的人。
Flow to the people around you.
涌流到社区。
Flow to your community.
直到万国万民。
Until it flow to all nations and all people.
这是神的心意跟托付。
This is God's will and God's entrusted to us.
我常觉得神把我们放在这里不是偶然的。
It's not coincident that God places here.
是神呼召你来。
But God called every single one of us here.
因为你就是那个小小的。
Because you are this little river of life.
要从这里涌流到万国。
From here to all nations.
跟你们说，从你开始。
Starting from you, tell your neighbor. Starting from you. Hallelujah.
愿你荣耀降临此地，让它从我们中间流到万邦。愿你恩膏充满此地，我们同心寻求
同时开口来宣告吧。
Let's declare.
哦，神要在这里建造他荣耀的教会。
God's glory church here.
让生命和永流。
Let your life flow.
世世代代永流。
Generation to generation.
同时开口来祝福，一同来祷告，一同来祝福。
Let the river flow.
哈利路亚，就来祝福生命河。哈利路亚，在世世代代永流的教会。哦，神的恩典要从这永流出去，生命要流到万国万民。哈利路亚，我们赞美你的真实。哦，圣灵的降临在我们中间，哦，不仅是在永远，哈利路亚，赞美你，
愿你荣耀降临此地，让它从我们中间。
Praise our Lord, glory to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. 如果今天在我们中间有些朋友还没有接受耶稣做你个人的救主，
If there are friends among us who have not received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior,
今天最好的机会，
wonderful time.
你可以邀请耶稣进入生命当中，
You can invite Jesus into your life.
耶稣要在一生当中来引导你，
He's going to lead you all the rest of your life.
你也可以成为那个小小的生命，
You can become this little river of life.
Amen.只要你愿意，你可以跟着我一起祷告。
You are willing, you can pray together with me.
我祷告一句，请你跟我祷告一句。
Follow me in this prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣
，Dear Lord Jesus Christ,
我感谢你。
I thank you,
因为你是我生命的救主。
Because you are the Lord of my life.
我今日悔改来归向。
So that I repent and return back to you.
接受你做我的救主。
To receive you as my Savior.
而且做我生命的主宰。
To be the Lord of my life.
我愿一生跟随你。
I want to follow you all the rest of my life.
一生侍奉你。
And to serve you.
感谢祷告奉耶稣得胜。
Thanksgiving in Jesus victorious name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
恭喜你做刚才那个祷告。
Congratulations, if you made that prayer.
你是神的儿女了。
You are God's children.
如果你做刚才那个祷告。
If you made that prayer.
麻烦你拿起手机扫描一下。
Please scan the QR code,
好不好？ 填写下上面的资料
and fill in the information.
然后我们的同工很快跟你联络
Our workers will contact you.
能够帮助你在耶稣基督的真理上更多的学习
Able to grow in the knowledge of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
那今天我们在这个祝福祷告之后呢，我们会为现场弟兄姐妹做医治的祷告
After the prayer blessing, we will.Have time to pray for brother and sister for your need.
我们请祷告团队弟兄姐妹到台前来，好吧
The prayer team, would you come now to the front?
让我们领受神的祝福。
Let's receive God's blessing.
亲爱的主，我们在这献上我们的感谢与赞美。
Once again, we want to give you praise and thanksgiving.
谢谢你让我们在这属灵大家庭里。
Thank you for allowing us to be in this big family.
我们一同的成长，一同被建造。
We grow together and build up together.
也一同摆上我们自己被你所使用。
Offer ourselves to be used by you.
主再一次兴起我们成为一个属灵的大军
Once again, raise it up to be a God's spiritual army
在这弯曲背面的时代成为你荣耀的见证
In this crooked generation to be your powerful witness
我们向你献上感谢
And give you praise and thanks
现在代表主耶稣基督的恩惠
Now may the grace of Jesus Christ
上帝的慈爱
The love of God
圣灵的感动
The fellowship of the Holy Spirit
常与众人同在
Be with us all
从今直到永永远远
Now and forevermore
Amen 再将荣耀归给我们的神
Glory to the Lord
在现场弟兄姐妹若有任何的需要啊身体上的软弱病痛可以到台前来
If you have any need your physical illness or whatever need your life
你来祷告
We'll pray for you
愿上帝祝福你们
May the Lord bless you